MG B2016 plus 112, gravitational lensing, visual description. A new technique utilizing NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory has allowed astronomers to obtain an unprecedented look at the early universe. By using a distant galaxy as an X-ray magnifying glass, astronomers can amplify elements of even more distant objects from the early universe for more advanced study and observation. This release features an artist's interpretation of the technique, as well as an inset X-ray image from the Chandra Observatory. The illustration depicts beams of light set against a black background. The beams of light originate from two glimmering star shapes on our left, identified as objects in the early universe. The two beams shine to our right, depicted as three-dimensional cones of light, a blue beam above a purple one. Near the center of the illustration is a hazy, rusty orange circle, specked with blue and red dots. This is labeled intervening galaxy. The beams of light enter this circle on our left and exit it on our right with altered courses. The blue beam of light exits the galaxy significantly brighter than it was when it entered. It angles down toward our lower right and appears to bend toward us. This cone of light is labeled C. Inside the rusty orange circle, the purple beam of light changes course and splits into two. One of these beams bends toward our upper right and is labeled A. The other beam emerges from the rusty orange circle in between beams A and C. It is rendered in faded purple and is labeled B. All three beams end on the right side of the illustration, in a panel delineated by white dots or dashes. This represents the area covered by the X-ray inset, labeled Chandra image. In the illustration, the beams of light are presented at an angle, providing views of the light's path from their origins in the distance on our left, through the intervening galaxy in the center, and toward us on the right. In the Chandra inset, the beams of light shine directly at us. The beam labeled A appears as a round shape near the inset's upper left, light pink in the center, encircled with a ring of neon purple. The beam of light labeled C appears at our lower right, similar in shape but brighter than A. Attached to the upper right of C is a smaller, faded shape labeled B. C and B are wrapped in the same neon purple outline, creating the illusion of a single, oddly shaped beam. Together, these images illustrate the technique known as gravitational lensing. When it passed through the intervening galaxy, the purple beam was warped by gravity, giving beam A, and a second purple beam was produced, the one labeled B. The blue beam started as the fainter of the two original beams, but the lens of the intervening galaxy has amplified the light, making beam C 300 times brighter. The distant objects are believed to be two growing supermassive black holes, or one black hole and a jet, 12 billion light years away.